I see him. His chest. The white pants. The face. The strong nose. The dark sensual eyes. The big mouth. The beard coming through the skin. Minimal, almost invisible hairs. The muscles. The form of his penis through the pants. The white pants, transparent, thin, summer pants. He's there. I watch him. I check him out. I wonder in my mind what could I do to him and what I could make him do to me. I ever wonder if because of someone else's body, I collapsed and fell in a soft, warm bed.
The night is gloomy. All are asleep. Or lovers behind closed windows. There is nobody in this alley but me. Me and my cigarette. My night has passed. And I'm lost in this nowhere land. I should have asked his name. I should have asked him to reveal his history, his inner life, his interests, his roots, his family, his willingness to be open. And I realized it just in time to make sure I stayed there on the sofa, silent and in control. By ignoring each other, we knew we would see each other again.
L'heure bleue, Mitsuko, raw herring with onions. A kiss in my neck, touching my knee, the back of my knee, seeing the love scene from Barry Lyndon, hearing the music that goes with it, feeling velvet, like dancing tango with a really sensitive partner, femme de rocha, like writing with real ink, the smell of melting wax, dark chocolate sauce with fresh fruit, a hot bath, cat's fur, being blindfolded and tasting a piece of ripe peach on my lips. Sun rays warmed after a funeral. A big woman scrubbing me in the Moroccan hammam. The jasmine is finally blossoming. It is difficult to share, isn't it? Erase the tape as in a message machine and play it over and over again.
To say I love you first. To ask you to give me a sign of life. To go deep in my fear. To do things on my own, to have the courage to apologize, to admit I want a partner, to let myself go in the sack, to let myself be loved by a real nice man, to think about myself with compassion, to admit I'm difficult to deal with, to cry, to be here and be happy to be loved. To be rejected, to be abandoned like a dog, tied to a tree in a forest during the summer holidays, to be close to a man ever again.
I'll never forget that curly hair covering, hiding the face completely.
The night is gloomy. All are asleep or lovers. Behind closed windows, kissing, hugging, speaking words of tenderness. There's nobody in this alley but me. 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 Me.
The pain is horrible. Me. Devastating. Cruel.
Me. Me.
Like all my cells are poisoned with nuclear energy.
Me.
Washing all good vibes.
Me.
Feeling useless.
Me.
Wasted.
Me.
And totally weak and not worthy.
Me.
It hits me and it came out of nowhere.
Me.
No.
Me.
That is not true. It came out of Pandora's box, and it happens to be that Pandora is my nickname. I did not ask for this. I felt I was all good by myself. I did not want it to be triggered and aroused by my body, by him, the shy kisses, the massage, the sweet talks, the hugs, the warm attention. The feeling I am a woman, a girl, young and pretty, assured, playful, and all that. I am not all that now.
Me. Me.
I do not know.
Me.
I should have no idea what to do.
Me.
I should have known better.
Me.
I am a lonely hunter looking for love.
Me.
A lonely, breathless deer on the hunt also.
Me.
Being hurt, on the hunt, afraid, nervous.
Me.
Deers have a very sensitive nervous system.
Me.
I am a dear woman for sure.
Me.
I do not want to be nervous, but it's in me.
Me.
Can you see me?
Me.
Can you come with me?
Me.
Stuck with me? Stick with me?
Me.
What went so wrong that I can't not make it?
Me.
This old pain drains me.
Me.
Why I'm so good, I'm afraid to ask him what is the matter.
Me. Me.
Is he terrified? Turn off?
Me.
What the fuck?
Me.
Fuck.
Me.
Fuck. Fuck.
Me.
Fuck. Fuck.
Me.
Fuck.
Me.
Fuck.
Me.
Fuck.
Me.
Fuck.
Me.
Fuck.
Me.